We'll speak to travel expert Frank Breheny from Holiday Travel Watch. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, I can, Frank. Another day of immense sadness. We've spoken to you on many occasions here on the programme, sometimes positive stories about holidaymakers, and sadly, whenever there is an atrocity, yet another one, two atrocities, two attacks, Spain this time. It's hard to believe that we're all being targeted on such a regular basis now.
It is indeed, Frank, and I regret that you and I are not able to talk more positively about travel, but unfortunately this appears to be the new normal in travel. And, you know, there will be your listeners out there who are wondering perhaps what the authorities are doing about these kind of problems that we're facing. I think what I would say as a word of encouragement is that we saw the reaction of the Spanish police and the security forces yesterday evening. We also saw similar events in France quite recently, and also obviously in the UK. And I think there is a coming together, a recognition that authorities need to react quickly. But there's also, for example, the recent furore over the Schengen border passport checks. That is a coming together following the conversations you and I have had about previous attacks, about dealing with the external border of the European Union and actually, if you like, counting people in, checking identities, and making sure that databases are actually talking to each other. So steps are being taken to try and improve our security.
But is it impossible to stop a guy with a lorry or a bunch of guys who are prepared to be so divorced from humanity that everyone's their enemy?
Well, and unfortunately, there are many words for these kind of people. Criminal is the one that I prefer to use. And, of course, you cannot stop, you know, these lone wolf attackers. But, you know, Frank, I bring you back to a conversation you and I had only a few short weeks ago where we were talking about the London attacks, the Westminster Bridge attacks, about zoning and, you know, putting up concrete bollards or water-filled bollards. I mean, I've been travelling around Europe this summer, and, you know, I have seen increased security. I've seen zoning. So, for example, around St. Peter's Square, there used to be an awful lot of traffic around there. The streets around there are closed, and there are, you know, security measures there to prevent any kind of attack. So, you know, European countries are clearly learning from that, and I think we all need to learn from that, you know, to protect not just our daily lives, because it's not just about tourism and holidaymakers, it's about ordinary people trying to go to and from work. We need to take the steps. Yes, it creates inconvenience, but as you well know, I'm a great advocate of putting these measures in, and that, yes, we have to suffer those inconveniences if we want to try and frustrate the attempts of these criminals.
Quite a few people will be very familiar with Barcelona. Cambrils, maybe to some extent. It's not a place I've been to myself. They're on the same coast. They're all Barcelona, yeah. And then further south along the same coast, Cambrils. And then the house explosion, it was further along the same coast, sure, as well. All three being linked in this investigation. How do you think it will impact on Spanish tourism?
Well, I mean, the area you highlight is very popular. Salou and Lloret de Mar and a bit further north, you know, very popular destinations for UK holidaymakers, you know, particularly, you know, your listeners from Northern Ireland. It will have an impact in the sense that people will have a heightened sense of fear. But, you know, I'm not detecting any cancellations of flights or holidays or anything like that. Yes, holidaymakers will feel nervous about travelling abroad. But, you know, if you take out from what I've said earlier, you know, about what I am seeing, the increased visibility right the way across, you know, the main transport hubs, the main tourist areas and zoning, certainly in some areas, I think, you know, holidaymakers can take some kind of comfort from the actions that have been taken. I think it will have an immediate effect, but I think in the long term, it will recover like many other destinations that have suffered.
Frank, you're a travel expert now. You're a former police officer. Is there any way to beat these people of hate, these criminals of hate?
Well, it's a very difficult question to answer, but I think actually the steps, you know, I said to you a minute ago, you know, the furore over Brits queuing up at the Schengen border. You know, these are the steps. They're practical steps that can be taken. And one of the things that I take great comfort from is the fact that European security databases are now being examined in real time so that the security and the authorities, you know, can actually get together and, you know, map out the movements of some of these ne'er-do-wells who are carrying out these attacks. That's a start. That's not the solution. Some would say it's a sticking plaster. But you know what? I actually think that's a really positive start. And, you know, we need to work, I hate to say this, on a pan-European basis, you know, in order to screw down these individuals who would try and carry out these attacks against us.
One of our eyewitnesses this morning was saying that at one point yesterday, before the attack, she had a conversation with her husband about the incredible level of security in Barcelona. Is there a suggestion there that the authorities in Barcelona were aware that something was happening, but they just couldn't nail it before it became so tragic?
I think the problem is that, you know, we're talking about people who use cars and vans. And, you know, in the melee of the traffic of any kind of city, it's difficult to try and isolate, you know, that individual, if you like, who are going to carry out that, as opposed to those individuals who, you know, plant bombs and stuff like that. I think it's a different kind of dynamic that's taking place here. But I think the authorities have learned from, say, Paris in particular, where there was a need to have a rapid response. And, of course, the obvious way to do that is to have boots on the street, so to speak. But I think, you know, if you follow what's happened at London Bridge and certainly in Paris recently and also, you know, in Barcelona yesterday evening, you know, there were rapid response forces there on the scene within minutes, apart from those boots that were on the ground. And these are just some of the steps that can be taken. I think without that kind of step, you know, the carnage could have been even greater.
Frank, thank you very much indeed, Frank Breheny.